Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we slide right into the B block, Mary and I appreciate you all being here with us for the big broadcast today. It is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Terry Dale, CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association, is about to join us, and we're sponsored by boxofawesome.com/Carrie.
And from travel and outdoor gear to trendy styles, cocktails, and more, Bespoke Post partners with an array of small businesses around America to deliver you a variety of the most unique goods and gadgets every month with collections that are going to cover basically every part of your life.
You know, if you're looking for a fun gift item or you just want to surprise yourself with unique items, each box is guaranteed to have over $70 worth of gear inside to make the box say wow, but you're only going to pay a fraction of the price. Right now, all of our listeners get 20% off your first box when you check them out at boxofawesome.com/Carrie. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's been over 10 months since Terry Dale last joined us on the show, and with spring travel happening and the summer season not too far off, we thought we'd get a real-time report as well as some insights on some current activities, and certainly someone with his pulse on many sectors of the travel world is, of course, the CEO of the U.S. Tour Operators Association. So let's patch him in on the show hotline and reconnect with Terry now.
Well, how are you, Terry? Nice to reconnect with you today.
It's great hearing your voice, Robert. Great to reconnect with both of you, too.
Thanks very much. It's great to hear your voice as well. All right, so we're going to get into this. You know, aside from Russia's terrible war on the Ukraine and the sky-high fuel prices that are both impacting travel, from a pandemic standpoint, other than some current hotspots that we're seeing around the globe, we seem to be past the worst of the coronavirus and certainly the Omicron variant. So that's a positive step forward with regards to travel. I want to know, how's business overall for the tour operators associated with USTOA, both right now and looking forward, and maybe where are some of the busier places you're seeing for spring and summer travel?
Right now, business is solid. And if we look short-term moving forward, it is beyond solid. It's strong. We have been talking with our members, obviously, in reference to the war, and do they see signs of uneasiness coming up within their customer base? And the answer is no. They have not yet had cancellations or itinerary shifts. Now, we don't know what we'll wake up to tomorrow,
right?
So that could change. But boy, 2022, right now, if it holds, is going to be an extraordinarily strong year. So we are optimistic and hopeful at the same time.
Okay, good to hear, Terry.
I think that's from everything we're hearing and seeing as well. I agree with you.
So we're going to get into some other tour topics in a minute, but because this is all over the news, I just want to briefly ask you this. There's a group of pilots from major airlines suing the Biden administration to end mask mandates. This week, the Senate moved 57-40 bipartisan vote to overturn that mandate as well. They've been busy this week between daylight savings time and this. How has the USTOA or has the USTOA taken a position on this? Or Terry, do you have any personal thoughts on masks on airplanes? Because, you know, it is causing issues for the airlines, I think, and as well for TSA.
Yes. We have not taken an official position other than to say that we follow the direction of CDC. We understand that it is problematic and challenging for our industry partners in the airline industry. And, you know, our hearts sink every time we see a flight attendant that is accosted by a consumer over the fact of they aren't wearing a mask. So we get it, but at the end of the day, we're going to trust the guidance coming from the medical experts, and hopefully it will be lifted, but we have not taken an official stance.
Fair enough is right.
So, all right, since you mentioned CDC, I want to talk about the cruise industry in greater detail because, you know, frankly, I'm not sure that this program could have been more critical of the CDC's handling of the cruise sector of travel than we've been. You know, things have improved a lot in recent weeks. We've talked with cruise operators both on air and off air. It's going to take them a while to get back to their pre-pandemic levels and certainly the health of their industry, but demand is strong there. So how important is the cruise sector of travel to the U.S. Tour Operators Association? Any thoughts on where the industry stands on this March 19th?
Well, first of all, the cruise sector is huge for the entire travel industry and is big for USTOA as well. And, you know, you mentioned, Robert, the demand. Rest assured, the demand out there for cruising is so healthy, and they are so passionate that when they are able to get back into full force and swing, it's going to be gangbusters. And we have felt that they have been unfairly targeted by CDC, and it's been mismanaged. I can't imagine the kind of frustration that the executives from the cruise industry have gone through. But it's going to come back really strong. We're already seeing signs of that. But it's been a tough haul for all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has.
That is a very passionate traveler, though, the ardent cruise traveler. I agree.
They are.
They're going to come back strong. Terry, last week we had on Jacqueline Leibel-Cote with Colette. And Robert and I have always been high on their offerings, as well as other companies like Globus, mm-hmm. Trafalgar, some great companies out there, Tauk, G Adventures, and I could go on. I'm sure some of our listeners feel that they do just fine when they plan and navigate travel on their own. But Terry, you're with us today. What are some ways that you'd like to share with our listeners that you think traveling with tour operators enhances the experience?
Well, I think one of the lessons learned from this pandemic and now with this war is that you need that safety net that a tour operator and a travel advisor can provide you when, God forbid, whether Mother Nature flexes her muscle and there's a tsunami or an earthquake or there's geopolitical unrest, who do you turn to when you're a solo traveler? And so that really is the strength of our value proposition for the customer, is that, you know, they are proactively working on your behalf to get you to a safe, secure location and then to get you home. And you can't overstate how important that is to work with a tour operator and a travel advisor. We work hand in hand with both entities, mm-hmm. and we need them as part of the distribution system. But it's really that safety, that security, and the ability to travel with confidence. You've got a team of professionals on ground in whatever country you're in that are there to help you navigate if there is a crisis. Hopefully there isn't. But then they also have the access to museums and theaters and to individuals, whether they're artists.
Well, that's what we talk about when we're asked that.
That piece is so important.
The special access and opportunities, and also the volume discounts. With you know, when you bring more people, you're going to get more than if you try to do it one-off on your own.
Exactly. So it's just, you're going to have a broader, richer travel experience going with a tour operator. Many things that you may not even be aware of that they have the ability to create. So there's really many reasons, but those are just some of the top ones.
I think they're good ones for sure. So, you know, I always like to look at things positively whenever possible. I mean, it sometimes gets challenging in the world we're in, but I still remain optimistic. That's why I appreciated what you said earlier about being optimistic and hopeful, because I'm right there with you. And we certainly, when we take a look at the travel industry as a whole, I want to know, what are some ways that you think the travel industry today, and certainly I know you're coming through the prism of tour operators, but how it's evolved in a good way for travelers these past 2 years and, you know, are operating differently than maybe pre-pandemic?
Yes. Well, I think this window of 2 years has been significant and has changed for the better, the way in which we create travel experiences. Now, what I mean by that, I'm hopeful that meaningful travel will really take root, that we have the ability as an industry to get our economic power and dollars to neighborhoods and communities who can really benefit from it. And those neighborhoods and communities are really rich with the authentic kind of experiences that customers tell us they want. So I'd like to think that meaningful travel will really take root as we evolve beyond the pandemic and beyond the war. But I think the experiences will be much richer and more eye-opening to what it's like to live and work in a particular community, country, region. And so I think the whole experience will be shaped and influenced in a good way from our experiences these last 2 years.
And I also think that all of us, you know, you try to learn from the situations you go through. None of us want to go back to where we've just been. And but the other thing I always say, I love the human nature, because we persevere and we move forward. And that's exactly what's going on. So, well, Terry, we could go on and on and persevere.
Yes,
but unfortunately, Bobby will soon shut off the microphones, and we don't want him to do that. So we're going to say thank you very much for the time today. We always enjoy having you on the show. And we hope you have a really nice rest of the weekend, okay?
You too.
As always.
Great to spend Saturday morning with you.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Take care.
Enjoy. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Mary Terry Dale, he is optimistic and hopeful, and two good things for sure where we are in today's world. All right, well, right now, folks, we got to take a quick sponsors break. Up next, you're going to meet America's youngest glider pilot. Well, it is the show that talks everything and anything in the world of travel, as I like to say. Hey, listen, if you have a travel question or a show comment, don't forget that you can always reach us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Still ahead today is the Destination Spotlight. We've got the National Communal Forum, Personal Connection, Open Road, Museum Gallery, a whole lot more. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.